Lifestyle Matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Carmally, and filling in for Dave Popwich this week, Andrew Masson. Andrew, welcome.
Thanks, Faisal. Back again. Just 2 weeks ago, I was here.
Yeah, so back to back, right?
Yeah.
Last week, I was away. You covered for me. Now you're covering for Dave, so you're going to end up having a permanent gig on this show, buddy.
That sounds great.
You know, we've got a great show today. There's with Valentine's week happening. What did you do for Valentine's Day? Do you remember? A couple days ago.
Yeah, I made dinner for the family.
Attaboy.
It was pretty straightforward. But my wife was pleased to get a card and some other stuff as well.
Well done.
So she had a smile on her face in the end, and that's really all that matters.
Do you know one of the most romantic things men can do for women is make dinner for them?
Well, I didn't know that, but I do it. I do it often.
You are a stud, my friend. Well done. Well done. Okay, so. We had Valentine's week, we'll call it, because people were celebrating it all throughout the week and this weekend for sure. So let's talk about cheating. financial infidelity will be. You'll be surprised at how many people keep financial secrets from their partner. So we're going to have a conversation and some information about what goes on there. And then we're also going to talk about long-term care. And one of the biggest fears our clients and empirically, the evidence shows that people are afraid of the costs of healthcare as they age.
It's no different than the fear of retirement, in my mind, because if you're going to retire, you're always fearing about how much am I going to have and if I'm going to be able to survive or enjoy my lifestyle. No different from life, from healthcare, because if we don't attack that fear, Faisal, we're not going to get anywhere with it.
Correct. And so with the fear of long-term care costs, healthcare costs, the conversation is the how much. The conversation is, do I need it? And so I think we need to address this question. I think we need to bring on the experts to talk about what the costs are. So I'm really looking forward to that part of the conversation. We have a health bucket as one of our four buckets that we discuss with our clients. And health is an asset class. Health is a cost in the future. So you need to dedicate some assets to it potentially. So we're going to talk about some real numbers there. And so before we get into all that part from our show, I wanted to kind of talk about what happened this week. Both of us, we're reporting some of the business news this week, and I think one of the key things that came out was the earnings reports that really hit from Canada. A lot of the Canadian companies reported, and two companies that reported this week that are part of a new industry, at least relatively new, the cannabis industry. I want to touch on that very quickly because two of the companies, Aurora and Canopy, reported their results, and it kind of gives you the stake of how two of the largest companies are doing in this space. And they're doing not bad. They're doing not bad from a revenue perspective. They haven't made real core earnings, like net income yet.
It's hard to really drive that considering it's only really first quarter results. It's new on the books, but they're only doing sales of marijuana or cannabis now.
Yeah.
Let's say since November.
Well, legal, recreational.
Legal, recreational, yes.
Yeah, the medical side, which Aurora has been part of for a while, has shown something. And the reason why I bring this up is because it's a very new industry, has got a lot of attention. People are looking at either adding to their positions, buying new positions, exploring should they go through investing in this. And I kind of wanted to address when you start dealing with these types of infant industries, okay, they're fairly new.
Yes.
Be prepared to take some substantial losses because a new industry requires innovation, requires patience, requires experimenting with business models and strategies. So there are going to be quite a bit of companies that are going to fail.
Well, or consolidate or a bunch of other things could potentially happen.
They could consolidate. And people think that when you consolidate or get bought out, it's a good thing. Think
Not
of it this
necessarily.
Way. There are so many tech companies back in 1997, 98, 99 that fell 60, 70% in value.
Yep.
And then get bought out. So just because your company got bought out doesn't mean you got bought out at a premium to what you paid for it. It might be at a premium of what the market at the time of the purchase.
Well, and the fundamentals of all these balance sheets that are coming out, Faisal, are different because it's all a question of how much you think that product is going to sell for. How much is this going to go for? And it's hard with these infant industries to really put together an analyst package or somebody who can analyze all the data and say, hey, this makes sense or it doesn't make sense. So you get a lot of conflicting stories.
Yep. Another new story that came out of it this week was we saw the politics come back into play. The shutdown was averted from the U.S. U.S. and China trade relations look a little bit better. We saw a nice bump early on Friday. We saw a drop the day before on Thursday. And so I kind of want to touch on this, is we don't have a deal yet. There's no U.S.-China deal done. It's not done. And so every day that we get an update on things are looking good, things are not looking good, they're getting together, they're not getting together, they like each other, they don't like each other, those types of issues that come up bring volatility to the market, positive and negative.
True, but it's also a different volatility, right? Because it's all based on hearsay. It's really a political view on one thing or another, and it's the market is taking that and fearing it because it hits everybody with electronic means way faster than it did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yep. And it's worldwide. It's not just happening in North America. It's worldwide reaction to this. Mm-hmm. And so when you're looking at your portfolio, you're transitioning to or living in retirement, and you're looking at your portfolio and you see these swings, positive and negative, it is unsettling. But remember, this is not based on true hard fact. It's based upon opinion of what could happen given the current information that was given. That's it. And so my concern with that is that we see too many individuals basing their retirement and the decisions in their portfolio on speculation in the market. They're not using hardcore numbers. So let me give you an example. We met with a client or a person who wanted to have a second opinion, and they're upset. They lost 9% last year. Okay, they're upset. 9% of their portfolio was dropped. They came in for a second opinion. And in the conversation, I asked about the big picture.
Yep.
How much money do you need in your lifestyle? What kind of lifestyle are you holding? What are your assets? All the questions that we ask to kind of get the understanding of the situation. And if you want a second opinion, the more information that we have, the better the opinion will look like, right? And so in that conversation, Andrew, what happened was these individuals didn't know how much income they needed. These individuals didn't know what kind of lifestyle they wanted. They literally were planning their lifestyle month by month
based on performance of their portfolio. And that's, unfortunately, we have to stop thinking that way. And that, but we're, our brains are, let me put it to you this way. Our brains are hard-coded saying it's got to go up. And we've been doing this for the last 20, 30, 40 years of saving money, and it's been going up. But now I'm going to have to live off it. And the idea of not grilling for performance, but actually narrowing it down and saying, what do I really need to make my retirement reality concrete, is forgotten. Because maybe you only need 2%. So why are you searching for 9 or 10?
And why are you reacting to your lifestyle based upon what the markets do?
Yeah.
Or what the dividend check is? Or like, we've entered into this business, you, Dave, myself, with the mission that we want people's lifestyle to be maintained throughout their life. We do not want them to fluctuate their lifestyle based upon what happens in the stock market. And I think it's a very stressful, high anxiety, and somewhat unnecessary way to think about your retirement based upon the performance of your portfolio.
You know, imagine you're 65, it goes up 9%, so I can spend X dollars.
And that happens.
And then the following year, you only get -4. What can you spend now?
Less. And there are people that do this. And so I think when you bulletproof your retirement, it comes on with asset dedication. And we've talked about this time and time again. It's been such a great 12 months of educating individuals at our seminars. Our seminars are fully booked. And so unfortunately, if you could not register for our seminars, we'd be more than happy to share with you a complimentary copy of our book called Bulletproof Your Retirement. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. go on the contact us, send me a note saying I'd like a copy of your book, Bulletproof Your Retirement, and our team will send out a copy to you. So I think that's an important piece. I want people kind of understand that. Don't let financial markets dictate your future. You dictate your future, not the financial markets. I think that's what the objective of today's conversation was.
Yeah, I think that's a fair objective.
Do you know that people are cheating on their spouses in a financial way?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
So let's get to
I think that's because that's the root of what we do. We understand a lot of what's going on in the family dynamic.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about why people are keeping secrets from their other spouse. And we're talking about financial secrets. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.